Another week, another biopic, and another disappointment. While we could see other shortcomings from a mile away, Sarabjit's failure is all the more surprising and sad, really, given the story at the heart of it. We discuss where Aishwarya Rai and Umang Kumar got it wrong, despite Randeep Hooda and Richa Chadda's best efforts at keeping this sinking ship afloat, on this episode of Bollywood Weekly.
Sarabjit Singh Atwal, India.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. This week's guests are Sinha and Akash.
Hi. Hey, Pish.
And this week's topic is Sarabjit, which the three of us just watched. And I'm not really sure where to begin with this movie.
Yeah, I thought it was overall fairly disappointing. Even more so given that it's a really powerful subject and it's a story worth telling. So there's a lot of pressure, I feel like, on the performances and the director to deliver a really good product, which they didn't end up doing. I think Randeep Hooda pretty much carried the film. I think he was the only ray of hope because I actually quite enjoyed his performance. Aishwarya Rai, on the other hand, was a letdown and she was probably casted for a commercial appeal or to pull the crowds in for this movie. But yeah, other than that, I thought it was just poor filmmaking. And it's pretty disappointing given that they let the story and the subject down, which I thought shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the thing with a story like this is that it in and of itself is such a powerful story which will automatically kind of incite emotions in you. You don't need to really do much with it. You just need to stay true to it and show the events as they happen and bring that out, which I think they completely failed to because they made it way too commercial and everything was very in your face, right from Aishwarya Rai's portrayal of the character Dalbir, who was Sarabjit Singh's wife, Sarabjit Singh's sister. And she was just really shrill and like shouting the whole time. And it just seemed very forced and very theatrical. And it didn't really bring out the emotion that it could have.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the other thing was the pacing of the movie. It really felt like we were in there for about 4 hours. Just I think what they were trying to do is really show like the emotion that these people are feeling like throughout the movie. But I feel like they overdid that a bit in the sense that, like you guys said, you don't really need more real estate trying to incite emotions that the story itself can incite. And I think it really took away from the story in some sense because you were more focused on Aishwarya Rai's face
and loudness.
And loudness for most of the movie.
Yeah, I think in looking back, it's now not that surprising because it's directed by Umang Kumar, who directed Mary Kom. And there are a lot of similarities in that he took a, you know, story based on a real person, which is very inspirational, and shows it in a very kind of dramatized way to
sensationalized.
Sensationalized kind of, to have commercial appeal. And that's also reflected by the casting choices. He got a lot of criticism initially for casting Priyanka Chopra as Mary Kom instead of maybe casting someone from the Northeast. Again, here with Aishwarya, she's cast purely because of her name and who she is, as opposed to her being very especially suited for the character. The difference between the two was, though, that first of all, Priyanka put in an amazing performance as Mary Kom and completely lived up to the role. And two, that movie at the end of the day was a kind of a sports movie with a very happy ending at the end. And so making it more commercial, more dramatic, is effective because it just kind of heightens the emotion, heightens the the actual events that happened and makes it, you know, stick with the audience more. Over here, when your subject matter is so serious and so intense, having this mass hysteria around it really detracts from, as you said, Sinha, the actual incident itself and the emotions they're feeling, because you're just focusing on
the theatrics rather
exactly.
than the substance.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong in generally just bringing the commercial appeal into a movie because it does raise production budgets.
Yeah.
Marycom and Sarabjit, for example, are not necessarily stories that everybody already knows about. Like, I had to read about Sarabjit again. I had come across it very briefly earlier and almost forgotten about it till the movie released. And I actually looked this up. So I'll be frank and say that this was not something that I already knew was a big deal or a story itself. So from that perspective, if it's a story that's not so well known or if it's a story that's been forgotten over time, then you probably need a commercial actor to bring that story to more and more audiences. So I think that is not a poor decision. I feel like he could have just picked a better actor than Aishwarya Rai.
I mean, that's one thing, but then it's also the execution, right? Because,
yeah.
For example, another movie based on what you just said that immediately springs to mind is Neerja, which is also
yeah.
a story that not a lot of people knew,
mm-hmm.
but was still made for a fairly commercial audience with Sonam Kapoor as the lead. But they executed really well because it really... It shows all the events happening and it brings out the emotions perfectly. And it really, you root for the characters here. Like over here, the only character I was rooting for was Sarabjit himself, because
mm-hmm.
as you mentioned, Randeep Hooda did really well.
Yeah.
And also his wife, Sukh, which was played by Richa Chadha. I thought she was really good as well. Aishwarya, who is for all intents and purposes the main character of the movie,
yeah. mm-hmm.
I never really felt any connect.
No, definitely. I mean, I agree about the execution,
yeah.
and I feel like that's something that Umang needs to probably improve on. What's his last name? Umang?
Kumar
needs to improve on. But yeah, I think it's a good decision to have a commercial actor for a movie like this. I just wish it could have been a better actor and a better execution.
I think the story here also suffers from the fact that it took about 20 years versus Neerja, which, you know, took place.
Sure.
In like a day. I think that's probably why they decided to, they had to spend a lot of time like figuring out how to deal with the passage of time and everything, but I don't think they probably executed that as well. So Neerja, for example, was a much faster movie.
But Neerja was also, I mean, it at least felt much shorter. Like over
yeah.
here, even despite having 20 years of stuff to work with, it felt really dragged out without adding anything to the storyline. Like there were, five songs which did not add anything at all.
Yeah.
And those could have all been removed. And in fact, you know, having songs in the movie is one thing. It's fine. It's what Bollywood is known for. And a lot of times it adds to the movie. But here, every time a song came was at a moment where there was some fairly dramatic stuff happening or it was a moment of high tension. And then the song comes and just completely ruins the momentum. And causes a break which doesn't have any impact.
Yeah, and these breaks, in fact, is what disallows a person to get invested in the character as the movie even goes along. You know, it's okay to take your time to build up the character so that the audience is invested in them or rooting for them at a later stage when there's a climax. But the songs were just this annoying interruption which completely disengaged you again, and you had to start over as an audience even to say, okay, what's going on? Let's kind of engage back into the plot. On top of that, there was a lot of supposedly intense scenes which were just laughable. For example, when it starts raining and Sarabjit and his wife both are, you know, with their hands up in the air, it just didn't capture the right emotion or wasn't executed in the right way, and it was just over dramatic and laughable. It was almost hyperbolic in that sense. Or when Aishwarya is just in the middle of all those daffodils or in the middle of those flowers and it's just a still of her. So I thought those scenes also had a lot of potential to add to the movie, but in fact, they subtracted.
On that note, all the protest scenes were also just felt really fake. There was no real build-up to it or any establishment. It was just like any time they had a setback, they would go on a hunger strike for 4 days and then something else would happen. And there was no... They didn't really show that very well, which is unfortunate because the protest and the efforts from his family as one of the... is what this film is supposed to showcase, but it just kind of doesn't really do justice to it at all.
Yeah, I think it ended up being just a series of events that happened to this family and then just long pauses between them. It didn't really feel that coherent
yeah.
throughout. It was just... Because there was a couple of times when stuff just sort of happened and then essentially she just read about it in the news and then it was announced to the audience.
Yeah.
And that was the only sort of plot development that was happening.
What were some of the good things? So you mentioned Randeep Hooda's acting already. I think that's worth acknowledging again. Because he did a really good job and a very different role for him doing something like this. And of course, there's been a lot of attention on his physical transformation that he undertook. He lost like 30 kilos. And he's the only character actually in the film who has a kind of clear arc throughout, where he starts off as this kind of lovable, fun guy who's just kind of moves around a lot, plunged into the situation. And he first is like trying to stay brave and stay strong, and then gradually over time loses control. And I thought he showed that whole thing really well. Richard Chadda, I thought, was also really good. And I thought she was a bit wasted actually by the director and producers, because she, I think, provided the perfect counterfoil to Aishwarya, who was very vocal and very in your face. She was much more restrained and understated. But whenever she had dialogue or whenever she did anything, especially in terms of her expressions and her eyes, it automatically captured your attention much more often than Aishwarya. So I wish they had done more with her.
Yeah, she had like a lot of moments where she would sort of react to news and just in the, yeah, I mean, she didn't have too many words, but she really acted.
And even in scenes where she is not the focus, like there's one scene towards the end when Aishwarya is, when after Sarabjit has been sentenced, I think, or his date has been announced, where she and the Taliban puts out a fatwa on the four of them, and she runs out of a car and says this whole speech. Richa Shedda's in the background to the side, and she's just like kind of giving her these looks like, okay, let's calm down, like let's, you know. And I thought that was done really nicely. I don't know if she was told to do that or she just did it of her own accord, but that was really good.
Yeah, and also the part when Aishwarya nearly commits suicide, and
Chadda
goes to her, and you know, that's really Richard Chadda's cathartic moment probably in the movie, and that was really well captured. Another thing that was really good with the Randeep Hooda scenes were some of the scenes really were painful to watch, right? When they throw the mice in the box in the beginning, that was also really painful to watch. So I think that was really good, just the way it was executed. It's a really minor detail, but a lot of the times when you see him eating his food and shit, the way they've done his fingernails, and it's just like that whole look, all the prosthetics that they've used really worked to create that impact. So I thought that was pretty commendable.
And also how his voice changes and how he reacts to light and stuff. More like the actual physical transformation that a person in that situation, even the Socrates, I think was captured really well by Randeep.
Yeah, it's just Aishwarya's performances in general are super inconsistent throughout her career. It's not like she's gotten progressively better or worse. I've seen there are some movies where she's done really, really well, like Jodha Akbar or Hamdulillah Chuke Sanam or Devdas. And then there's some movies where she just completely blows it. So I feel like it really depends on what the director does with her out the best in her.
But do you think in recent times it's been a bit more of the latter? Because I didn't see Jazba, but the things I heard about her performance in that movie echoed very much what has happened here, where she's just too over the top, basically.
Yeah, no, definitely. But it's also a bit of just the inconsistency is what I was making a comment on. Like, she was really, really good in Taal, which came out very early in her career, and then she was really bad in Dhoom as well. So it just depends on... I feel like it just depends on the director. Like, sometimes she's really good and sometimes she's not so good, so I'm not sure of her mettle yet.
I think that means, like, the thing is, then you won't trust her to carry a film.
Exactly.
It depends highly on the character and the story. And this film, like, required, you know, at least the way they did it with his sister being such an important part. They really needed that character to be carried off by a good actor.
Yeah. I'm curious to see whether this will actually do well, though, because it's made in a way that's very clearly meant to cater to mass audiences. And the family, including Dalbir Kaur, was involved in making the movie. So she's actually credited as an associate producer. And she worked very closely on the film, and she was there for the premiere and screening, etc. And by all accounts, the family seems to be very happy with the film and how it's turned out. So I don't know, maybe it might do well.
I mean, I'm just curious to know how the family probably feels when they read a lot of criticism about the movie itself and the way it was made and how the performances didn't live up to expectation or anything like that, and whether the story and the larger plotline is lost in the middle of that criticism. I just wonder what they would probably think about that.
I think for them, although also is the fact that their story is being told and reaching more people,
yeah,
is enough.
Right.
So,
I think that the one issue with this film is that there is no, it is a really heavy, depressing film. I mean, there's very little.
Except at the start a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean, for the most part, this is, you know, this is not, I don't want to say not a pleasant movie watching experience, but it's a really difficult subject to deal with. And it's definitely very, it's not very escapist, for example. There's no, normally, I mean, successful films will have elements of that.
Yeah, we spoke about this earlier as well. Yeah,
commercially successful films, yes. But I mean, I don't know.
That's my point. That I'm not sure if...
Except The Revenant, which was not Bollywood, so we won't spend time on it. But
that it was a really good movie, though.
An absolutely miserable film.
I loved it.
Miserable. Anyway. Another fairly significant theme in this movie, in the story in general, is the whole concept of India-Pakistan relations, and it still remains very topical to this day.
Mm.
What are your thoughts on how they actually portrayed that aspect of it?
So, I mean, I think they did that fairly well in the sense that they tried to not make it political. They tried to make it more focused on the family. They weren't really taking clear sides on which side was better or worse. And I felt that that was definitely one of the concerns for a lot of people going into this movie. Would it be a propaganda film or not? But I think they sidestepped that issue by focusing more on how these characters reacted to it. And I mean, obviously there was some politics involved because the story does have politics involved, but they didn't sort of make it anti-Pakistan, or they didn't sort of make it through India.
Although Pakistan did ban this film for being anti-Pakistan,
but
they also banned Nija, so.
Yeah, but that's also because it's from Dalbir's perspective, right? Yeah. Who's basically fighting for. Yeah. But yeah, similar to what Sinha said, it was pretty much in the background, and it was well concealed, and it really wasn't, you know, anybody would still say that this film was more about that family itself and that family alone, as opposed to an India-Pakistan movie.
Yeah. I liked the one scene in the second half of the story, there is a lawyer from Pakistan who decides to help Sarabjit and his family. And there's a one scene where his house is being burned down, and people are like protesting outside his house, because he was supporting them. And there's a really nice moment where he actually joins in the protest and starts shouting slogans, which are clearly ironic. Like, oh yeah, like, how can this guy be doing his job as a lawyer? Why should he care whether the person is guilty or innocent? The fact that he's Indian means we should, you know, completely, like, he's a traitor, etc. And everyone agrees with him. And I thought that was actually quite powerful, the way they showed that.
Yeah, actually, I thought that lawyer was also good.
The
actor who played the lawyer was actually pretty good as well. And, that scene, I remember even laughing at it because it was like, you know, it was pretty ironic. It was unexpected that he would do that, but yeah, I guess it goes to show like the danger of mob mentality and reacting, but
to get the point across that this is wrong, like, I find that to be much more powerful than, you know, the speech Aishwarya gives 10 minutes later, which is just, you know,
shouting
shouting on deaf ears pretty much. Even as an audience, us listening to it, we were just like, okay, we did it.
I think
it.
I did move on. Actually.
Was just screeching, so.
Yeah. Cool. Any other final thoughts on this movie?
I would say I was disappointed by it. I mean, it was really long. I looked at my watch 6 times.
Yeah.
Sinha's classic.
Which is higher than any other movie I've reviewed on this podcast.
I'm happy to report, listeners, though, Sinha has not checked his watch yet on this podcast. At least in open view. So.
No, there's a clock on the table. he's been eyeing it the whole time. But yeah, I mean, I guess I was disappointed by it. It had the potential and it didn't live up to it.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel bad for the story at large. I think it could have been told in a much better way, and the director had a greater responsibility than just making a good movie. It was also to do justice to the story, and I feel like that was the more disappointing part. Performances can be good and bad, but especially when it's a story like this, it comes with great responsibility. And for Mary Kom, for example, even though some parts of the execution were not on point, I think Priyanka also took it upon herself to, and in a lot of her interviews and all, she said that she just holds great responsibility at any level. She doesn't want to let the family down, which I think that Aishwarya could have also taken very, very seriously, but didn't end up, or it just didn't come through in her performance.
Yep, with that, we are done with this segment of the podcast. We actually don't have a lot of trailers to cover because we spent a lot of time last week going through various trailers and nothing really new has come out in the last week or so. But while I have you guys, is there anything that you've seen or any movies coming up that you're excited about or want to see? I know Akash thought Houseful 3, the trailer for Houseful 3 was the highlight of today's movies.
Yeah, it happened at this point when they said interval and all six of us were shocked because we thought that the movie was over or we wanted it to be over.
I think the whole theater was quite shocked.
Yeah. and then they showed the trailer of Houseful 3, which was a great break and relief.
Yeah. After 2 hours, what felt like 2 hours, although it was only an hour of just depression to have Houseful 3.
But I'm actually excited for that movie. I don't know if anybody else is, but
of course you are.
I mean, it should be. The thing I love about these kinds of movies is that you know what you're getting into. Right? It's not, you know, there's no.
And it still finds a way to disappoint.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't take it too seriously. Or just go there to laugh.
We are talking to the two people who Sinha who loved Shandar.
And I loved
Akash
it.
Akash was a willing participant to watch both Welcome Back and Singh's Blink and loved them both.
Yeah, I did so love them both.
I expect to see you guys back on the podcast for Houseful 3 in a couple of weeks. Okay, anything else? I take the silence as a no. With that, we are done for today. Thanks guys for listening and we will be back next week.
Is this the shortest podcast?
No, that's been shorter.
Oh, okay. Well, Sinha, stop looking at the watch.
Thanks so much for listening. That was our show and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.